U.S. Transportation Secretary withholds $40 million from CA for ignoring English proficiency rules for truckers. By Amy Furr on October 16, 2025. Democrat-controlled California will be held accountable for refusing to enforce English language proficiency requirements for truck drivers, a position that has yielded deadly results, according to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Duffy said Wednesday that President Donald Trump's administration is planning to withhold $40 million from the state because they can't get their priorities straight, Fox News reported Wednesday. Duffy made the announcement in a social media post and pointed to the serious nature of the problem. "I'm withholding $40 million in funding for California because they can't get their priorities straight," he wrote. "The Golden State thinks it's okay to ignore it used to English language requirements for truckers. You can play all the games you want, but not at the expense of American lives." The Fox article highlighted the recent case of an illegal alien trucker, identified as Harjinder Singh, who is accused of killing three Americans after making an illegal U-turn in Florida. California had issued the driver a commercial license, but these English rules predate the crash, the outlet said. Duffy said California is the only state that refuses to make sure truckers can read road signs and communicate with police officers. He added that it is a fundamental safety issue that impacts you and your family on America's roads. Singh reportedly failed an English language proficiency test and was unable to accurately identify highway traffic signs after the crash, Breitbart News reported August 19, citing a press release from the Department of Transportation. "If states had followed the rules, this driver would never have been behind the wheel and three precious lives would still be with us," Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said in a statement. "This crash was a preventable tragedy directly caused by reckless decisions and compounded by despicable failures. Non-enforcement and radical immigration policies have turned the trucking industry into a lawless frontier, resulting in unqualified foreign drivers improperly acquiring licenses to operate 40-ton vehicles." The press release also revealed that on July 15, 2023, Washington State issued Singh a regular full-term commercial driver's license, CDL, and that on July 23, 2024, the driver was issued a limited-term/non-domiciled CDL in California. Video footage shows the moment Singh allegedly made the illegal U-turn and a black minivan smashed into his trailer. The clip also shows the aftermath with the crushed van and Singh standing nearby as law enforcement assessed the scene. Singh reportedly entered the United States illegally in 2018 after crossing the southern border, per Breitbart News. The killings are the latest in a string of deaths caused by diverse foreign drivers who were allowed to get commercial driver's licenses via lax approval policies or bribery in California and other states. Many other drivers have crossed the Canadian or Mexican border with B1/B2 visitor visas and then illegally operate in the United States. In a social media post on Thursday, the group American Truckers, which is intolerant of replacing American truck drivers with illegals, said people should come legally, assimilate to the nation's culture, obtain a green card, and get a trucker's license. "No asylum seekers and no work visas, states have proven to be incompetent or complicit in the destruction of a critical national security interest. America's supply chain is not for sale," the group stated. Click here to read more Breitbart News articles about truckers.